The Bhutan.
The Button. Hi, this is Beth doing GURPS Wars, a homebrew GURPS Star Wars adventure. Well, set of adventures, you know, character arcs, two sets. And joined today by Crash and Ellie and Eo doing the Sith Accountant Apprentices, who are now lost, well, not lost, slightly mislaid on a desert planet, and have endured great privations, such as kind of terrible beds, honestly. No comm, no indoor plumbing, no droids to tend to their every whim. It's tragic, really. What happened?
Through dangers untold and hardships unnumbered.
Look, we don't need to go home. We've got everything we need here. I have this really spiffy hat. And Tuxa has a comfortable chair by the fire. Sten has a bucket of not blood to wash off the desiccated monster bits. Because apparently one of them was carbonated, and dropping them a couple times made them explode.
Mm-hmm. Look, I've slept worse places, but I'm not sure I've gotten covered in worse things.
I mean, sometimes I can still smell that swamp planet. I'm sorry, that wasn't my character voice. I'm not redoing it, though.
It was still funny.
Call me when you've abruptly discovered that an ancient midden wasn't quite as ancient as your parents thought it was.
My parents sent me to military academy. All the middens were fresh. Not all of them were freshly cleaned. Speaking of which, don't forget there's a heart in the outhouse.
Oh, yes.
I figured you weren't going to want to touch it, so I disposed of it.
Your discretion is appreciated. Anyway, they had adventures. Which was not particularly happy to see me.
You cut out at a very important part of that sentence. They had adventures. You
spoke to a vulture thing, which was not particularly happy.
I think it was playing Skyrim. It kept saying foos.
Just yelling foo, foo.
Foos.
Foos.
Foos. Uh-huh. Roda. And then I was rudely told that I wasn't there to say Roda to it. Just because I wasn't there to say Roda to it doesn't mean that I wasn't there to say Roda. Actually, it does mean that is what it means. Never mind. It's fine. Oh, yeah. And there's also a quadruped corpse out there. But I did not put that in the toilet. It wouldn't fit. And I'm lazy.
And then we all came back in and had a good night's sleep. And by in the morning, everything was fine and we were rescued.
Alas, you do not yet appear to be rescued. But
was that just the wonderful dream I was having?
Sadly, yes. Mm-hmm.
I mean, what do we need to roll to be rescued? Let me.
That is a crit failure. So,
congratulations, Ron. You are not rescued.
No, we are not rescued.
The planet blows up.
No. I'm not blowing up the planet yet.
We find out we're on top of a Sarlacc pit.
I mean, this isn't the planet that has Sarlacc, so unless the Hutts have been importing them as, you know, little baby Sarlaccs to grow up and be big Sarlaccs, well...
Don't give them ideas. Wait. You're the GM. You...
Mm-hmm.
That's your job.
Uh-huh.
GM has one job, and that's pretty much it. Ugh. I'd be upset if I wasn't doing the same thing.
I don't know why the walls are doing what they're doing. They ought to be allowing site restriction proximity.
I am not a fan.
Someone's turned on the trash compactor.
I am not a fan of the mumblings that we have just heard Beth make.
No, it's fine. I was just dealing with Foundry. It's just part of the Foundry.
Look,
I don't know
what
the walls are doing is a venerable part of Star Wars.
I mean, she's not wrong. But we're not on the detention level, so we should be okay.
There have been no further assaults upon your ramshackle little cabin, and everything has seemed fine, just fine. We're all fine here.
How are you?
Your assorted NPCs are waking up in the morning and freaking around and asking if it's safe to go outside and find a good bush to deal with the necessities of biology.
No worries. There's an outhouse. Do watch for hearts. The local fauna do like to leave them in there.
You get stares from all three NPCs.
Look, I didn't say it was not unsettling. That's why I said to watch for it. I had to get rid of one already. But I think the door locks from the inside. So, there's that.
Has anyone checked the outhouse since last night? Inquires the
I checked it shortly after the excitement last night. That's when I found the heart in it. And the butchered quadruped. Which, that was not in the outhouse. That was by the well.
They didn't throw anything in it, did they?
Not that I saw.
Antuxa will have gone out shortly before dawn.
I have gone to the outhouse and opened the door again.
Everything is as you left it the night before.
Good news.
Antuxa does minus five.
Antuxa doesn't have stealth.
Ah.
She was trying to be sneaky. She was not sneaky.
There was no sneak here.
I am glad that's why you made a dexterity roll, because
yes,
I previously remember you making a roll to get dressed.
Yeah. No.
Could Ran, just for amusement, could Ran and Antuxa give me perception rolls?
What kind of perception?
Vision.
Okay.
Good, because I'm by the outhouse, so my perception of smell is hindered.
And, Eo, I'm sorry, I talked over you.
I don't think you did.
Oh, I saw your ring light up, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, I'm near a fan, and the fan doesn't actually seem to get picked up by the mic very much, but it does light up the ring sometimes.
Gotcha. And the fact
that... If Sam is going outside...
The fact that Io's fan is not falling over means that Io has a fan base.
And the fact that they're not using it to hit anyone means that they don't have a fan club.
No, you can still have a fan club while not using the fan club. And I think if we keep these jokes going, then Io will have a use for the fan club.
If Sen is walking outside, go ahead and give me a vision roll as well, and I can tell all of you since...
Because we have two made by fives.
Yeah, two made by fives.
And a made by seven.
And one made by Sim.
Sen sees all.
Well,
unfortunately, okay, Sen sees the outhouse.
Yeah, well. So you are strolling around, and there's the desiccated thing that you killed nearer to the outhouse than the other one that went splody. And it doesn't look like a humanoid anymore. I mean, it's like the rib cage has literally shrunk. The head isn't large anymore.
Great. Wonderful. Fantastic.
Well, it's not snowing. You know, did you know that when it snows, your eyes become large?
Look, there's no roses here. There's a thorn bush over there, and one of these things kissed it, but I helped. That is the one that exploded, actually.
Mm-hmm. I will give you where the I'll update the token. I will plonk it back on the map so that you can see where it was. It does not look like it's a humanoid anymore. So there's that. It's daytime now, nice and bright and sunny, so yeah.
If it doesn't look like it's a humanoid anymore, what does it look like it is?
Give me some appropriate role for identifying what things are from slightly bashed up bones.
Missed it by two.
Archaeology, missed by two.
Yeah, I'm used to Imperial archaeology, which doesn't really care about creatures. So,
does anyone else care to do it? IQ minus 5 is also a valid attempt.
Would you accept computer operation?
No.
Look, there is a chance that we're living in a simulation, in which case that would be relevant. You could argue against it, but we're playing in Foundry VTT. That's my argument for it. I mean,
yeah. You've got first aid. That's a medical.
Yes, but my reasoning is sillier. Even if my first aid is
higher. You made your first aid by 4.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Computer operation is only level 12, not 13. So.
Good thing you used first aid. Okay.
I don't think I can save this one.
Yeah, there's the clause that they had when you examined them the first time. You were the one who did that. You examined an unconscious one. There's the clause, and you remember that it did seem like they'd kind of had a beak-like thing inside of their mouths instead of instead of teeth. And there's these longer, but this looks like it might be a flying creature with a beak.
I do recall Entuxa getting that sense when using psychometry on these things.
Mm-hmm. If you are muttering to yourself as you are examining the bones, then other people can follow along.
Oh, I don't mutter. I say it clearly. I'm assuming I have an audience, so I perform for them.
Mm-hmm. So, taking Bet, who thinks that these things are coming from those bird things?
I mean, that's what I've been saying this entire time. I got that when I first touched one of the things.
Yes, I recall. Hard
that
to...
it was one of the vultures?
Yes.
Oh.
Horribly I don't... mutated, but yes.
I don't recall the connection.
At least that it was. At least that it was derived from them. That's why I've been trying to communicate with them. With the vultures, I mean.
Yes, we've been trying to communicate with these things. I think you've had a better time of it.
Oh, I tried to communicate with one of... Yes, I tried to communicate with one of those. It tried to eat me. Well, no. It tried to throw rocks at me. But it wanted to eat me. I could tell. By the way, it was eating someone else.
The NPCs
I'm gonna zoom
are
myself
all...
out here so that...
The NPCs are all visiting the outhouse in a orderly fashion and eavesdropping somewhat nervously, perhaps, on the Sith discussing horrible Sithy things.
Watch out for paladins. Sometimes they like to hide in there.
Is it?
So you said something about a heart.
Yes, there was a heart in the outhouse.
Was.
Well, technically, still is, but it was late, I was tired, my hands were full of a bucket of not blood, so I threw it down the hole.
Thank you, that was so nice of you.
You probably don't want to fish the heart out of that, because I think that your NPCs have managed to actually use the facilities.
This cabin was in use until its occupants, most of them were brutally murdered. So, I imagine...
Are you fishing out a disgusting heart?
Yes.
That people have peed on?
Yes.
It doesn't become any less hard because someone's peed on it.
If anything, it's all slightly rehydrated.
Indeed.
Also, that's what telekinesis other is for.
Yes, it is, which was made by 3.
Now, you understand, I'm not going to touch that.
I know you're...
I'm going to go get another bucket of water. Ah. I feel like it is going to be necessary.
I will never enjoy Anticuchos again.
Oh my gosh, I've cloned myself. Oh, there we go.
Good heavens.
Sen, crit yes, success, made by 6. Health roll, HT roll. What are you rolling HT for?
To not throw up.
Yeah. To not to have the expected visceral reaction when
Why do you think Rand went to get a bucket of water? Rand does not want to be there when you touch it.
Are you planning to touch the thing, Sin?
Yes.
Oh,
I am
no.
going to spend a fatigue, and I am going to touch the thing.
Before or after it has been sluiced off, just for me, please.
That depends on how quickly Rand intends to come back here.
Oh, Rand is assuming you have already touched it and is bringing the bucket of water back now. Right, so we're all done. I've got the bucket of water to clean off afterwards. You haven't touched it yet, have you?
Can I interject something into this sequence?
Probably.
I'm hoping this works.
Made by 8. Mind tricks.
Son, please do not resist this. We just found this outside the outhouse. You don't know where it's been, but it certainly hasn't been in the outhouse.
It is up to Sen to decide whether they are going to resist that or not. That mind tricks that you made by 8.
Sen appreciates this.
Okay, well.
The mind trick isn't being used on me, so I rolled a fright check and failed by 1.
You are pausing and going, ew. Sen made their will by 9, so contest between mind tricks,
yeah,
beat Sen
it.
Beats it by 1. And Sen made psychometry, by 7.
And Tuxa, I really, really appreciate that, but also, please don't go in my head.
Well, all right, but it's kind of what I do.
To other people.
Yes, that's fair. I just thought I would save you some discomfort.
Best not done
anyway,
without permission. I upend half the bucket onto the heart.
You washed off all the psychometry. My goodness.
There's still plenty of it on the ground. There's all kinds of it in the outhouse itself. You can go get more if you want. I won't be in your way.
That's not... That is both not psychometry and not Scottish.
The heart has been...
That's the second time I've made that joke this weekend.
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
That actually makes it funnier because it's a callback to another session entirely.
Anyway,
I apologize, Sen,
okay. Sen has made a psychometry by 7. This results in you feel that it's been dead for several days out in the hot sun, and it was ripped out of where it was after the creature died. It is leathery. It's been in an outhouse. It's kind of gross too. You skipped over those impressions. Thanks. It died of natural causes. I mean, there's sort of heat, sickness, feeling gross. It did not get hunted, apparently.
Nothing hunted this. They took the heart out after.
So I'm making sure I see the correct interpretation of what you mean to say. This is something that died from a means other than violence?
Yes. It...
Extraordinary.
Kidney failure, probably.
The rest of the corpse is probably back that way. That's where I threw it.
Then what meaning does it have?
I have no idea.
No, I'm thinking out loud.
That's fair. I'm going to drop this back where I found it.
By all means.
Remember to flush. I pass over the bucket to do just that. And wash your hands.
What meaning does it have?
So I did a search for heart gifs, and this does not relate to what we're doing at all. But I have to share it because it is a heart.
Okay, that's so cute. The puppy puts his hands in the heart hand. It puts his head in the heart hands.
Yes,
pet me.
That's a good palate cleanser after what just happened.
Yes.
Yes.
Is it a cultural thing? Was it the what do we call them? The things, the bow creatures.
To differentiate between them and the bird creatures. That makes sense.
Yes.
If I'm thinking out loud, the one we first encountered...
We're all thinking out loud at this point.
Yes. The one we first encountered that had slaughtered a bunch of the livestock on the train seemed...
Yes.
...maliciously jovial when we attempted to let it go. It's possible that this was meant to be some kind of cruel prank.
Oh, yes. Please do go back inside. If nothing else, it's better defended.
Everyone is, in fact, going back inside, although at least one of them appears to be lingering near the door into the location, into the cabin, listening in.
Well, they can listen through
critical
a closed
success.
Door. I have a critical success to close the door from a distance.
Made by 12. The door goes shut with just the perfect amount of force to make your point
and the deadbolt
actually
trips.
Shatter it off the hinges.
Yeah. Hmm? Well, no. I wanted it to close gently. So
it
gently.
It is closing gently.
We just hear the slightest click because I took weight off of the hinges so they wouldn't creak.
Mm-hmm. It is perfectly closed.
I figure if I made a crit success to close a door, I might as well add flavor to exactly how well I did. Yes. And it's a good thing I don't think there's actually a way to use up your good rolls.
Or you'd be most depressed about it.
Oh, no, I'd still live in the moment. It's fine.
Oh, good.
So, anyway, a malicious joviality. That's a good turn of phrase. Perhaps I'll adopt it.
I'm honored. I've known a few people in the service who had malicious joviality as well. Most of them are late members of the service.
Indeed. So, here's what I don't understand. If we were to be alarmed by... if they placed the heart of... perhaps not so recently dead, member of their kind, in the outhouse to alarm us, it wouldn't make very much sense to then seek for a way in so they could kill us.
Maybe they think it... maybe they think that decorating places with internal organs is a great idea? Maybe they were planning to eat it, but realized it wouldn't be tasty?
I've known a few in the fleet who did that also. Not all of them are late members. Here's another data point to ponder. Tuxa, you were the one walking around that side of the building last night. Did you happen to see anything by the well?
There was one of those vulture creatures, but other than that, and the vulture creature was on the roof.
So, this thing may have been brought here and eviscerated after our encounter.
I mean, you did find it when you were doing a walk around right after the fight, so...
True.
Define encounter. Which encounter?
Yes, it was right after, but for a time, that part of the cabin was out of our line of sight. Three of us were spread out, and that area was still not in our line of sight.
The one with the well?
The one with the well.
That's true. The heart was separately... I think it was in your line of sight for most of that, so...
For the entirety of the encounter, I had line of sight to the outhouse.
Yes.
But I am going to go ahead and do a walk around to the well.
All right. Next to the well, not marked on the map, is a quadruped.
Well, no, I
sort of.
I threw it away.
All right, you yanked it.
I yanked it. But
okay,
I didn't pick it up. I just slid it. So So, and Tuxa can very clearly see a small trench that's been gouged out of the ground by a corpse to a spot maybe 20 feet away.
Over towards the corner of the house, of the cabin that has the rock and the exploded bones from that one. And also, if Antux is looking around, sitting on top of the rock sculpture there is, oh hey, it's the spulture again. It is eyeing the dead quadruped thing somewhat as if it would like to talk to a manager about this. Thank you. The plague is terrible. I don't think
there's much choice.
Fuss.
Anyway, I look into the well.
The well appears to be, well, there's water way down there.
Okay.
Make a vision roll if you want to see if there's anything in the water. Made by 3. You're not seeing anything particularly in the water. You know, it's like there's some twigs and things from the thorny bushes.
All right. Is there like a bucket system?
There's a rope that has a little hook on the end that's tied to something next to the well has a little protrusion. The end of the rope is tied to that. There's a hook on the end of the rope, and you last saw the bucket when Rand brought it.
Gotcha. All right. Well, while I'm doing this,
Fuss.
We have two other characters.
Oh, I am intrigued by this, and you're our people person, which also makes you our de facto bird person.
The bird hops up to the corner of the cabin as you get closer. Fuss.
Sorry, that was my, I need to refill my drink.
Whoops.
Oh.
Go refill your drink. I see the others approaching on the map.
Well, hello there.
Fuss.
No, I'm not General Kenobi. That's someone who won't be born for quite some time.
Fuss.
And what's your name? Is it Gary? Karen? Bob? I don't think
it
you look like a Bob.
It just stares at you. It took it turns invisible.
Well, yes, Ron's got its attention.
Look, unfortunately, I don't have a lot of interpersonal skills. I've been told that my personality is, in many ways, grating. But you are something of a curiosity. There's clearly a reason why you wish to hang out here. We have our own reasons for being here. I'm wondering if those reasons overlap for any particular purpose, or if I'm simply talking to a bird.
It takes off, and just a moment, I have to check something. It circles around overhead and starts heading approximately southeast. And then it circles back, you know, it flies away, doesn't get out of sight, circles back, and comes lands on the end of the cabin again.
What's that? Did Timmy fall down a well?
It makes a horrible screeching noise and flies off to the southeast.
I do recall there was something to the southeast from this cabin on that map that came with the hat.
If only we still had it.
I really don't like those things.
I think they're intriguing.
I'll drop the invisibility. I could not get close enough to it to do what I wanted to do.
Sorry.
You wanted to pet it.
I did want to pet it.
You wanted to hold your hands out in a little heart shape.
Once, very firmly, with my bare hand.
I was thinking more along the lines of maybe a pinky with lots of hand sanitizer used afterwards.
Oh, there is not enough hand sanitizer in the world. Even after that swamp planet.
I already told you I still smell it some days.
Only some.
Well, give me a second here. Okay, I made telekinesis other by 7. I close the outhouse door. I am quite some distance away, but possibly downwind.
Fair point. Shall we follow this creature?
Well, I've got no other plans for the day. Do we take the civilians with us or tell them to hang tight?
I recommend telling them to hang tight.
Go ahead.
I was going to say this is the most defensible place we have.
True.
And we do have some defenses.
And they have a shovel and a projectile thrower.
And some rocks.
And a bear trap.
Logs, I mean. And the bear trap, which I think would be quite discouraging. If nothing else, it would absolutely forbid a future in modeling.
Maybe a hand model.
I feel like following that critter is going to lead us to horrible trouble, and I am all for that because I would like to stab horrible trouble.
And the good news is we've already found the pit of nope. We tossed a heart into it.
You say we?
Yes.
You two did most of that.
Yes. More than one of us did it. Therefore, we. Otherwise, it was just me. Oh, Sen made it a group effort.
Quick pausing here for the GM being distracted.
We've been playing for about 45 minutes, I think.
We have.
Do you want to take some time?
No, I'm back.
Okay. Well, fine.
We can take time if you need to take time, but...
I don't need to take time. I got my drink.
Oh, well.
That's my secret. I went and got my drink before the game started. Anyway, I am going to go in
My drink before the game started, and then I needed to refill it.
Wait, hold on. There we go. Anyway, I open the door. I go through, and I see Buck's right there. Ah, Buck.
He's sitting on the bed. Yeah.
Sir? We are going to be doing some investigating. One of those bird thing. The bird thing that stared at you maliciously and...
Yeah, thinking it creeps.
Yes, well, it's flown off to the southeast. Do you know anything of what's to the southeast of here?
Wade's uncle?
Wade's uncle.
He's got his fort. He makes the air quotes with it. Down southeast of here, about a day's walking.
Ah, I did see the map was labeled that it was a fort. I didn't know the air quotes were involved. That is very useful information. Thanks.
And we call it the fort. They call it the fort. They called it the... I don't know where Wade is. Ain't found him.
Was Wade not one of the bodies that I found?
We found... I don't remember which ones we found, but I do know that we didn't find enough to account for everyone who's missing.
Yeah, Wade is not there.
I thought Wade was one of the ones that we found in the critter den.
Let me just check my marks. No.
I could be mistaken. I did.
You found... If you talk to Buck, he said that...
No, I'm perfectly happy with being mistaken. I misremembered.
It was another dunker.
Okay.
X-Bit and another dunker and the body of the primary driver, so to speak, of the train.
Look, however bad your friends are or were, it depending on the case, they're all far better than whatever these things are. So... If there's a chance that Wade has gone to this fort, we might find him.
There ought to have been a speeder around here.
And there isn't one, which is points in favor of the idea that Wade got away. So,
yeah,
the fort's nearby-ish. The map wasn't very clear on distances.
It's a few hours by speeder. It's a... going to be more hours if you're walking.
Oh, we have the endurance for that. But that does mean it's going to take a bit longer.
What if those things come back?
Well, barricade the doors and the windows. The three of you have between you a shovel and a slug thrower. And these things had some bows and knives. If any of those seem useful, I would recommend gathering them up. I'd probably gather them up even if they aren't useful, because otherwise they might use them out there. And try not to make too much noise at night.
Okay. You're going to come back for us, right?
That is the intention.
At least you're going to come back for the other two.
It is of my opinion that, and there's no way I can say this without making it sound bad, so for that, I'd like to apologize. I do not apologize, but I'd like to, is what I'm thinking out loud. But I don't, my character doesn't say that. You were very much an unwilling patsy in this. You were lied to when they said no one was going to get hurt. You don't bomb a train without casualties.
I didn't think it was going to do more than shake people up.
Something moving that fast stops moving. Bad things happen, but you didn't know that. 2020 hindsight and all that.
Yeah.
Well.
And Took's a perception roll. Eavesdropping?
No, I'm seeing what I can hear from the surrounding area, but we can deal with that after Rana's done.
Okay.
The point is, I'm personally not lumping you in with them. You're part of this
group. I'm glad, because most of them's dead.
True. Possibly all of them. But let's not give up hope. Not yet. Our plan is to go investigate the fort, see what we can find. If that place is better defensible, we'll come back and get you. If we find a means of rescue, we'll come back and get you. If we are unable to come back and get you, we will send somebody to get you. And that's the helpful kind of get you, not the other kind of get you. I feel like I need to clarify. After all, we are Sith.
Yeah, at least you ain't Hutts.
Oh, there was no chance of that.
Yeah, well, depending on who comes back, they'll pick up the other two at least.
Go with them. This is no longer a location where you want to be alone.
Yeah, well, if I go with them, the Hutts might not like my ID, that's all.
Well, that's certainly a problem.
And Tuxa peeks around the door. If they leave and you stay here, then when I find that out, I'll come back and get you. I did tell you, I might be the bad guy, but I am your bad guy.
You say so, man.
I will see you home to the best of my ability.
Ain't got a home, ma'am. That's why I was doing stuff, so I'd have a home, you know?
Home is where you hang your hat. Some people need to make their own. And as Rand says this, Rand does look up at the ceiling.
And if you can't make your home, if you can't make your own, then store-bought is fine.
Ain't got no money, ma'am.
It's a saying. Don't worry about it. Is there anything else we should know about the fort before we head out? Any defenses we should try to not step on?
It's got Rufu there, and that's Wade's uncle.
Ah, we have a name.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
The fort. Fort Rufu. He's Wade's uncle. He's been out here. I hear tell he's been out here like years and years.
Good. He'll know the area.
He's got some kind of deal with the Hutts that they don't actually look real hard for him, or if they do, they don't bug him when they find him or something.
This is all very good information.
And because he does them favors time to time.
What's keeping you from joining Rufu?
Long walk, mostly, but he and Wade don't always get on real well.
That doesn't necessarily put points against Rufu in this particular struggle. But that's all long-term thinking at this point. We're going to go check out the fort, see if that's a better location than here. And then what I propose we do is consolidate wherever's better, here or there. But we won't know.
Might have a calm. Dunno.
Oh, that would be useful. What the note said, if I remember correctly, there were notes about the uncle and Wade really not getting along.
Yeah, pretty much.
And not wanting to join
forces.
They
were talking about circumstances that were forcing them to join forces, I believe. And what did they say?
The one from Rufu was saying that he was still cranky at Wade, but he was going to offer to bury the hatchet, take the high road, etc. And he got hurt badly, and he's old and tired, and his leg is messed up, and he can't travel, and he needs Wade to bring him some food.
And there was a reply to that, which is very interesting, because the reply had not been delivered. Or it had been delivered and brought back.
It wasn't finished. It wasn't signed or anything. And it ended mid-sentence that, you know, I don't care that you think we owe you more. You know, all you did was bring some supplies and complain bitterly about the Zabrax around. And Axbit says you took his best knife. And is inclined to something, something, something. It's unsigned.
Ah.
I am summarizing because I did not stupidly write down the translation from the original thing that I'm completely messing with here.
All good. Well, we've been playing for about an hour. What do you say we take a short break and maybe a scene change?
Possibly. Seems like a possibility. I'll just check and make sure this here map is a good one.
And I'm just going to press this button. Wrong series.
Should we hit that button?
I have not hit that button. I've hit that button.
So we're not paused anymore.
We are currently not paused.
So everything that we're saying now is being recorded.
Yes.
Excellent. So.
In that case, the United States government cut.
Ellie, you're breaking Crash. You're breaking your fellow player.
I have a friend from college who their answering machine message, because college, I'm old, said, "Hello and plutonium. Now remember to thank that nice FBI agent who's also on the call."
Sorry, my internet cut out. What was that?
We're just annoying the NSA, that's all. Actually, we're not annoying the NSA unless any of us are overseas. They don't listen in on interior stuff. That's just the FBI.
Yes, they don't listen in. You can't see the air quotes, but they can.
Apparently they don't. They are apparently, at least the ones that interacted with my spouse when he was still working, were actually very insistent on, no, we do not want to be able to spy on interior stuff. That's not our job. We only spy at the border. It's and the FBI then, who spies on the interior stuff, not them.
And then there were some issues of data collection where they were buying it because it was cheaper than getting a warrant for the information, and it was wholesale everything.
Was that the NSA? Yeah, it was probably parts of the NSA, but apparently, at least when he was working, which he's been retired a while now, it's true, but when he was working, there were apparently NSA people who were vehement, insistent that, no, they don't spy on U.S. citizens. I mean, the FBI, and the FBI is the one who spies on U.S. citizens. So, you know, there is one that spies on U.S. citizens. But we don't talk to the NSA agent on the line. We talk to the FBI on the line. Hi, FBI agent. I'm sure you've seen my web searches for when I'm writing things.
Well, if one person outside of the U.S. downloads this podcast, then technically the NSA does have jurisdiction to listen on it also. So, hello to the NSA agents. Thank you for verifying that someone overseas is listening to this.
I think they have to throw it away once they discover that it's actually got citizens on the other end.
No, they don't.
I think they're supposed to. I'll have to ask Kimmy.
They're supposed to.
Yeah,
they don't have to.
I see the distinction. Anyway, if they're listening to this, I hope they're enjoying it. And I believe that you were going to go and try and walk about several hours in the direction of what might be Rufu's fort, or Fort Rufu.
Look, I have this dashing hat. Southeast.
Southeast.
That's what I thought. I just wanted to make sure.
Or possibly, depending on whether we actually care what the compass points are, downright.
Yeah, we will find out later that this map was not aligned so that north was up.
There are enough landmarks marked on the map that whichever way it is, you can figure out which way you need to go.
And I put north on all my maps, even if it's sideways or upside down.
Well, this map didn't actually have it. We're just using southeast as a convention for map reading, like port and starboard.
All directions are a convention. Yeah, look up alternate maps, people.
Starboard, you're going to the aft and starboard on the map. And I don't suppose anyone would like to make a navigation land roll at +2.
Bold of you to think. No. I have that.
No, I would not.
Does anyone have anything remotely resembling how you go, how you read a paper map? Because...
Hang on. that actually is an excellent question.
What about professional skill, logistics, survival. Bureaucracy? Look, if I can read form 8477/B, paragraph 5, then I should be able to read a map.
I mean, you can read the usual maps that people produce when, you know, you ask where something is and the little holo pops up and it has a little dot that's flashing that says you are here, and there's another dot for where you want to go, and you keep asking this map for the you are here dot, and it just flimsy doesn't do that. It's
concerning. Holding the map up to my mouth saying, hello, computer.
Yep.
I am going to argue.
Okay.
With the map.
That. Yes. I am going to argue from a systems perspective that at this tech level, navigation land should have a default to piloting.
I will grant you that.
And I will say that the standard navigation default is -5. I think it should default to piloting -3. Because in order to pilot contragravity or an air car, specifically an air car, you have to be able to figure out where you're going. So it's -3 because you're on the ground rather than in the air.
I will accept that. Also, if you have survival of the appropriate type, that would also have a default.
I'll take the default from survival, but Sen has a piloting better than mine.
So it has
Sen
better
does
map.
Not want to roll this, because this okay. is not going to be dex-based. And
that's
Sen's
fair.
Dex is higher than their IQ.
Well, but piloting is dex-based.
Right. Piloting is dex-based, but not if you're using it to navigate.
Can I dress up as an Adam West Batman and therefore use my climbing skill in order to traverse horizontally?
I do not think that I can navigate with my dex.
Okay, fine. Beth, what do you want me to roll at search?
Gimme, because there's a bonus for this.
Or survival, not search.
Mm-hmm.
What's there's a bonus of +2.
Yep.
As a default, there's a minus.
You have a survival as well, so that'll be useful.
Yes.
Go ahead and roll your survival with a... Go, just roll survival. We'll do straight survival.
Okay.
Made by five. Well, here you are. You are going to be traipsing through. The sun beats down upon you. Strange creatures slither around and shake their little feet at you.
Things are going to try and bite you. The canned adventure I'm using suggests a survival desert roll. But if you want to give me a dex roll or something instead, because you're all got danger sense, that would work perfectly well also.
No, I want to use survival.
Okay.
You didn't give Antuk's a survival specialty, Beth.
Yeah.
I know. I'm not sure why. It's just a problem.
What do we roll for danger sense again?
IQ. Or perception.
Oh, that reminds me. Did I hear or sense anything while I was listening and or detecting disturbances outside of the cabin?
Everything seemed very normal outside the cabin. Little insect things making noises here and there. Little bird things making noises. More big spulchers flying around. Ron has failed perception by 2 and does not find any traps.
I am going to ask Ron to leave his comm with our charges back at the cavern.
I do so. Now, this button activates it, this button puts it in standby, and this button, just don't press that button. Ever. Never press that button.
Also, don't press the standby button.
Oh, yes, because if we need to get a hold of you, we're going to want to get a hold of you.
Yes.
But also, don't press that button. That button is actually a piece of candy that stuck to it and I never scraped it off.
It is tuned to the frequency that we use. If we need you, we will find you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Manda.
And I will hobble off.
Takes possession of the comm because she's the one who's decided she's most responsible around here.
That's fair enough.
Okay.
As soon as we're out of sight of the cabin, I am going to stop limping on the cane.
You are perfectly fine now.
I am back to full health and full fatigue. I just don't want them to know that.
As soon as we're out of sight, Antuxa does a little jig.
No, I don't do the little jig. I just do this Kaiser Soze thing.
Or the Willy Wonka thing.
That too. No, it's just the Kaiser Soze thing, except I don't have a taxi to get into.
Okay. It's a long walk. The sun moves horribly slowly in the sky. It goes overhead. It's hot. It's nasty. Bran is getting the worst sunburn. Despite your raggedy hat.
Look, both of these things can be true. I do have a raggedy hat to protect me from the sun, but it has also been chewed on. Therefore, the worst sunburn is not, it's all over. It's very specific circles and irregular shapes on my face are getting sunburned.
Did you people pack Colto patches, perchance, a.k.a. healing potions?
That we could roll dex to avoid getting bitten by things. So I rolled dex, but other people were rolling perception.
Danger sense.
And
Bron has failed to get the danger for the wickedest sunburn. And possibly several things biting at his ankles.
Well, we would have come fully equipped for desert gear. That was one of the things we talked about at the start of the mission.
True.
So,
about midway through, you remember that you actually have some sunscreen in here?
I haven't used it in a while. In fact, several sessions. So I'm going to go ahead and use Zisha's serendipity to say that we brought Cultipax.
If you brought a first aid kit, and I think that it is reasonable that you would have at least one, you probably have at least some ointment that will, in fact, patch up the horrible, no good sunburn.
Yeah.
A ship called the Bucephalus flies into low orbit and dumps some Cultipax on us and then flies away. Wait, don't touch that one. It's a 30-second bomb.
Now, if there were first aid kits in the train, Then I will have made sure that Ron made sure to bring some.
Yes, I figure that they were probably in your go bags. I will activate. Eventually, let's just see if you... Oh, yeah. I actually made the...
So, I know it's just because of our line of sight. But is anyone else looking at that particular black shape sticking in from the corner of the map and thinking 2001 obelisk? I'm a lick it.
I have concerns. Okay, you finally, after getting horrible sunburns, treating horrible sunburns, remembering to put on the sunscreen. I mean, yeah, you know, like Drummond Cass is always, it's almost always raining and it's overcast, so you're not really sure about this sunscreen stuff. Syost has got a lot of underground things. Sunburn like this is kind of not something that's usually on your radar. You have gone through a certain amount of your Colto patches, so let us just remember that one of your first aid kits is a little bit depleted in that regard. Eventually you get to a two-story construction that looks like it's made of stuff that's cobbled together, and then someone actually somehow got like a prefab or a cargo, you know, one of those cargo compartment house things, and maybe even painted it some halfway decent colors that are all weathered and faded and annoying now. There's a stone fence around it. It looks like it actually used to be in decent shape, and now it looks horribly weathered. And Tuxa, give me one of your sense disturbances there. Something about the way that it's in disrepair is vaguely reminding you of the way that those creatures just withered into nothing. Some of this disrepair, some of the cracks look like they went fast, not slow.
Well, that's alarming.
We do
and
have
I will
some
communicate this to the rest of the party.
We do have some experience with houses trying to eat themselves.
That's true. I hope I don't have to murder anybody to get out of this time. Also, I hope they don't try to serve wine.
Let's anyway. Find out if the basement has a dirt floor or a concrete floor.
Did we ever find that out? Anyway.
I actually don't care.
Yes, that's very fair.
Ooh, I found a porch. Just needs a rocking chair.
A porch?
Well, something
like a porch. How delightful, a porch.
Yes, it's quite quaint.
Is there a foot inside?
Well, where has everybody gotten themselves off it?
I'm walking around.
All right.
I went up to the top just to see if there was anything up to the top, and then I came back down.
Okay.
I am looking through windows as I walk past. I became one with the wall and didn't mean to.
Sen is moving, but Io is muted.
Io is muted.
Io is not talking. Sen's just following along right now.
All right. As you are strolling around, peering in the windows, you see that there is a gentleman, so to speak. There's a human. He looks elderly, bearded, wearing somewhat scruffy clothes that, you know, they're not like tattered, but they certainly look like they've been worn a long time and mended and washed and worn again, etc. And possibly fewer washings than you would think would be appropriate.
And his name is Old Rob Robertson-Son Jr.
No, he's like to put him in one of these chairs, but and no, we do not have an old Rob here.
We have an old somebody. What was his name? Raffy. He sings children's songs.
He looks like he hasn't changed clothes in a long time. Why, I haven't had a new outfit since yesterday.
Dreadful. Absolutely dreadful.
2 days in a row. Can you believe it?
Yes.
Wonderful. He doesn't seem to have starved to death.
Or been eaten.
Probably.
I knock.
The door is flung open, and darn it, this grid is just slightly off kilter for where the door is.
This is almost impulsive at this. This is almost
reflexive.
Instinctive at this point.
Well, you made a crit success because you rolled a 4, so poof.
And Tuxa was never here.
I haven't been here the whole time.
Eh, who's there? Who are you? Who are you? What's this?
Yes.
Yeah, Twi'lek with you.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello, this is my friend Sen. My name is Ran. We are Sith apprentices. Long story about why we're here, but just wondering, first of all, hello. How are you? I believe your name is Rufu?
Rufu Dunker.
Ah, yes, wonderful.
Glad to meet you.
The feeling is mutual. I'm so glad to see that you are up and moving. There are a significant number of individuals who currently aren't. You happen to seen any strange creatures with beaks in their mouths, using bows, arrows, and crude knives to kill things recently?
Don't know what you're talking about. Give me a perception roll or detect lies or whatever.
I've got to detect lies, which is the same level as perception, but, you know, whatever. Maybe my detect
Sen
lies by one.
Sen has missed detect lies. He's never heard of such a thing. No, really, never. He has never heard of such a thing at any point in his existence. No, of course not. He looks, he has the expression of someone who is quite sure that, of course, these are the correct accounting books. Why would you ever think that these weren't the correct accounting books? And
yes,
oh,
I
yes,
know.
Sir. These are definitely the droids you're looking for.
Yeah.
I do know those are the correct counting books. We're looking for the incorrect counting books. You know, the other ones that you keep in the back room over there that you thought we didn't know about. Third drawer from the left in the other desk. Yes.
My gosh, he never knew there was a door there. It's been forever.
It's
gracious.
Painted
yeah,
fluorescent orange.
That's new.
I take it our host is blocking the door.
He is standing in the door to block the door so that no people are not getting to come in. Sorry.
That's fine. I'm not trying to go past him. What was his, I think it's his nephew's name?
Wade.
Okay. By the way, is Wade with you?
No.
Oh, that's...
You see a speed around here?
I did not, but that didn't necessarily rule it out. You see, we just came from where Wade had been staying. There was no speeder there, but more than one of his associates has met a very grisly end. We were kind of worried that it may have happened to you as well. Very glad to see it had not. We have not found Wade yet, though.
That's terribly concerning. Well, I suppose you might as well come in.
Oh.
He steps away from the door.
You're too kind.
After all, if there's people with knives running around loose, then what did you say they looked like again?
People isn't quite the right word.
They're at least semi-intelligent. Most notable fact, the thing that I noticed about them was that they have beaks inside their mouths rather than teeth, and if you drop them too many times from a height, they explode. Oh, and they also self-desiccate.
Yes, they do.
Also, when you kill them, they self-desiccate. Makes cleanup easier. Makes cleanup easier, I say as I look pointedly at Sen.
Yes, thank you for not exploding it on me in a shower of gore.
Well, technically it was gore for a brief moment.
Not helpful.
Yes. So right now, the only one of your nephew's friends that we've found alive is Buck, who seems to be doing quite well, a little shaken. And two people who narrowly survived a train derailment. They're holed up right now where your nephew had been staying. We came here to see which location might be better defensible, because we fended off two attacks from these things.
Well, here is definitely better defensible. I'm not sure how you're going to get here, since I don't have a speed or anything.
Well, we walked here once.
It's a long walk, but if that's what you want to do, then...
If the choices are walking or doing nothing, I bore easily.
How many of those beak-face, beak-tooth things you say you ran into?
We've killed...
Why do you want to know?
Five or six of them by now, I think.
Ran.
I wasn't actually counting. We killed two last night.
Ran.
Yes?
Sorry about that. My friend's a little naive sometimes.
I'm sure I don't understand what you mean. You said you were apprentices, you said?
Yes. Well, we're here for a totally unrelated business before we got caught up in all of this going on. Some issue with huts and shipments. Not something that you have to worry about.
I see.
Huts were complaining about something, and we were sent to tell them that they shouldn't need to complain.
Huts are always complaining.
Well, that is true, which is why our superiors sent us to remind them that they got what they paid for. That they weren't happy with what they paid for was a them problem.
And the train... You said the train derailed.
Yes. Very unfortunate. The conductor was spread out over a rock.
Tragic.
Yes.
Very tragic. And you came from... which town did you come from, Gim?
I tell him the name
Why
of the port.
Why do you care?
Just trying to figure out which train it was that derailed. Might be able to get some help to the place or something. Figure out where people will be coming from. Leave them notes. And Tuxa is...
I'm just listening in.
Disturbances. Listening in. Yep, you're listening in. It's basically a large room that has a partial wall there. Has a great big hearth in the middle. This is obviously where things, a lot of the cooking happens too. Sen is detecting lies. Well, in that case, I should probably have somebody make an acting roll now, shouldn't I? To determine exactly how sincere...
Oh, we were already given a heads up by Buck that this guy does some things for the Huts. The problem is, Rand doesn't care.
The fair cop. I mean, Atoxa doesn't either.
Just try to figure out which way they're going to know to... Gonna try and figure out when they realize the train hasn't shown up and what they're going to do about it. That's all. So, which town did you come from?
Look, two things. One, and I tell them the name of the town that we were coming from and the town we were going to.
Okay.
Two, we are aware that you do a few things for the Huts. Frankly, we don't care. It's not our business.
He makes these shocked, I'm shocked there's gambling in this establishment face.
Yes, put the cards down. We know that there's gambling. By the way, that gentleman over there is cheating. He has five aces and six kings. It's really weird because he's only holding four cards. I don't know how this game is played. With that said, right now, my own personal concerns are the safety of the non-bird beak thing creatures. Anyone who's a person that we've encountered so far is not someone who deserves to die. But people have died. And I don't like
that. It's absolutely tragic.
Certainly. And more people probably are going to die. And as defensible as this place looks...
Does it?
Whether or not it actually... My sense is this is a better defensible place than the cabin we left.
Yeah, and whether or not it looks defensible, Sinone is saying that.
Fair. That's a fair cop, too.
Sinone is attempting to give the impression that they don't think it would be defensible against them.
Well, yes, but it doesn't need to be defensible against us. We've already been invited in. I do not say that out loud. And I'm sure neither does Sam.
And Tuxa, you're rolling, making some dex rolls.
And actually, don't two of the three civilians work for the huts?
Technically, one of them was going to... They were going to be working for a hut.
And in regards to...
Those are stairs in there, Antuxa, and I will have to load the whole floor if you go up them. Also, they probably creak.
And, you know, if you're thinking of salvage, technically, two of the three survivors we've found so far are hut employees.
Oh, no, wouldn't be dreaming of trying to steal the salvage from the people who might find it.
Oh, no, steal is such a harsh word. I mean, it's out there, being exposed to the elements, and whatever creatures are out there, one of them has already killed most of the livestock that were in one of the cars. So, if anything...
Such shame.
If anything, you'd be protecting it.
Well, I just really don't have that much to go protect things with. It's tragic. It's so tragic, and... Well,
as luck would have it, I do think Buck was looking for a new line of work. Wasn't that right, Sen? Weren't we just talking about that with Buck before we left?
We might have been.
Yes. Able-bodied young man.
Buck, you say?
Yes.
Right, Buck.
Seemed
not
to
sure
be...
Not sure I've been...
Seemed to have had
not
a...
Not sure I've met the lad.
Seems all right. Little naive. Wasn't... As no. enamored with his employment with Wade as much as he used to be.
Oh, that's... I'm sorry to hear that. Absolutely sorry to hear that. Fine fellow, Wade. Fine young man.
We've heard many things about Wade.
Yes, he owed you something, didn't he?
Did he? Oh, well, bygones can be bygones. Of course they can be bygones. Just wish he'd, you know... show up again so we could check in, see how he's doing. But I just haven't seen him for a while.
Yes, him and, well, there was the assistant conductor, too. They wandered off in search of help. We haven't found them, either.
Actually, you did, but...
Oh, never mind.
They were part of the larder. But you can say that if you want to.
I was going to say...
If Ren knew that, then Ren wouldn't have said it.
Okay.
The
Ren might not have remembered it.
This is also a possibility. And Ren wasn't counting how many things they'd killed.
That one was part of the larder.
It's possible that only Antuxa was paying attention to which bodies were part of the larder.
Mm-hmm. Although I thought you went and searched it, so...
It's also... Oh yeah, we did search.
I did, and Sen did.
Ah!
Oh, Ren did not.
Ren was dealing with civilians.
Okay.
But it's possible that conversation happened off camera as well, filling in the details.
Yes.
So I retract the statement about the conductor. That was the player thinking, and we never found the body.
No, you didn't find all the body.
We found enough of the body to know that there was a body.
And Tuxa from the other room is desperately willing Ren not to have known. Because them having gone up to better, them having gone off together is a better story for us.
Fair. Okay, fine. Ren said it. I retract my retraction.
Zaytia strikes one from her serendipity.
Rotini adds one to his cache of explosives.
One moment.
Uh-oh.
Dickens, you have water elsewhere.
Don't stare at
them. For the record, that was a joke.
Okay.
And for the record, when you said one moment, I was assuming you were adding things to the map and not being accosted by Dickens.
What, you didn't hear him yelling?
Nope.
No.
I see. The new microphone thing is much better. He's been yelling from close up. Okay. Good to know. All right. Rufu. Rufu sort of, well, I ain't seen anyone for several days. But you sure that you want to be walking around again?
Oh,
it'll be dark, past dark by the time you go, and you said there's things out there.
Well, yes.
What, you want to keep us around?
It's only hospitality, young Twi'lek.
The hospitality is appreciated, but also, yes, there will be things out there, but we'll be out there too, and we are Sith.
Are the things worse at night, then?
Tends to be a bit harder for us bipeds to see things. There's things out in the night.
The two main assaults we've had to fend off did happen at night, if I recall.
See, it's quite dangerous. Quite dangerous.
Yes, for them, if it's us involved. But not everyone is us.
Well, if you've got other people, then by all means they should come and we can have a much, much better place for them around here. I got more beds than whatever Wade's likely have.
Your hospitality is very much appreciated. By the way, Buck said something about how you might have a working comm.
I mean, I'm sure it worked once.
Ah.
And because, maybe twice, and might be able to get working again if I can jiggle the battery.
I ask because, well, if someone was able to, you know, contact somebody from a distance and let them know that three Sith apprentices had survived the train wreck and were seeking additional transportation, why, someone might be grateful for such a thing. Might even express that gratitude.
Well, that sure would be useful.
Indeed. Some types of gratitude go a long way.
Well, if you're intent on getting back here, let me get you some water. He moves over to the door into a little side room that has sort of kitchen-y type things in it. And he goes puttering around the place, opening, you know, every box, every cabinet, every barrel. Oh, here, finally, oh yes, here it is. Here's some water. He's got some water here that he'll bring out back and offer to the pair of you.
I assume I have some type of canteen that we can fill rather than taking the containers from him.
True, but he's offering you the containers. They're cups. You know, he's offering you at least a drink of water.
Wonderful. Then I definitely partake. And also, I'm going to use my danger sense on this water. Well, perception.
Mm-hmm.
But I act like I'm trying to use my danger sense and perception on this water. I'm perceiving it casually.
You tune into the water in your hand as you lift the cup to drink and feel. No, it doesn't. You don't seem to detect extra danger, like if it would be poisoned or something. It seems wholesome enough. A little stale, maybe.
The player was not worried that it might be poisoned.
Mm-hmm.
The Ran was more thinking along the lines of, what's the quality of this guy's water source?
You don't think you're going to get sick from it.
Okay.
Or poisoned.
Why, this cup is full of dihydrogen monoxide.
From the dead sheep.
If you dig your well.
Downstream from the dead sheep.
Downstream from the dead sheep. No, it appears to be upstream from the dead things.
If you dig your outhouse downstream, your coffee tastes better. Just saying.
I'm just thinking about this. an archaeologist whose blog I read, who, or a paleontologist rather, whose blog I read, who was very thirsty one day and went to drink from the local stream and discovered only after the fact that there was a dead sheep upstream.
Ooh.
And that was why he was having horrible hallucinations and stomach cramps.
Ooh. Oh no.
Don't drink the water that's downstream from the dead sheep.
Yeah. So
what I said was just a quote from someone who was a Civil War reenactor who played a doctor. In character, he insisted to the general that they should dig the outhouse downstream. And he was complaining to the people there to see him do the reenactment that generals never listen.
Ah.
Oh, dear.
Yes, you dig the outhouse downstream. You dig the well upstream.
Well, well, well. We have three water sources.
That's only if you want to dig three wells.
Yes.
Anyway.
I thank him kindly for the hydrogen monoxide. I don't say it like that.
Okay.
And
I make a point. Everyone should be.
Sorry, you go.
Make a point. No, you go. You go.
Well, we have a long walk ahead of us, followed by another long walk, likely in the morning. After all, it'll be three civilians walking. If we get a head start in the early morning, they might not get sunburned. I say, as I am very painfully aware of several spots of bright red on my face. I make a point of going to the door and holding it open for perhaps a bit longer than I need to, because I'm certain that Intuxa got into the building, but I don't know where Intuxa is now, because Intuxa. And I want to make sure we don't lock Intuxa in. Well, Rufu, it was very nice to make your acquaintance. I do hope we meet again soon, because lives other than ours depend on it, apparently.
Yes, and you're coming back here, so I certainly hope that we can meet again soon. And you'd be careful out there, you youngins. You too, especially.
Oh, certainly.
Nods at Sen.
And
Sen needs to be Yep. Young Twi'lek needs to be careful out there.
Oh.
For the record.
Of course.
Sen's got a higher kill count than I have.
Well, that right?
Don't worry, there's no need to be concerned.
Yeah. Well, there is a reason to be concerned, but not for us specifically. I was told this place was referred to as a fort. You will certainly want to double check your defenses. And it wasn't that long a walk for us to get here, which means the things that we've had to deal with so far might be coming looking for you as well.
Well, no worries. I'll be sure to keep my distance from such dangerous critters.
They move fast. If you've got something that can kill them at range, all the better.
I'll see what Intuxa I can do.
Drops her invisibility.
Right next to him?
Right next to him. Yes, darling. We certainly do.
Are you rolling for heart attack?
Somewhat.
No.
She may be rolling a fright check.
Why don't you tell us what you're really up to here?
Oh, are we caring about that now?
Oh, I always care about it. We're accountants, after all.
Yes, but these aren't in our books.
Accountants.
Yes, Sith accountants. Yeah. It makes both things worse.
But the tidier, the bookkeeping, you know.
Three of you. Are there any more of you?
Oh, yes.
Not that you know of.
Three.
We gave three different answers.
And here I was thinking that y'all had enough water. I'll go get you some water, ma'am. Young miss.
You're so kind.
Yes, I am quite kind. Utterly kind. So, and what species are you, young miss? You seem to be, y'all offer some water.
Oh.
Part Zabrak, are you? Most of them are brown.
Are they Sith? I'm a Sith.
Don't have the horns.
The what?
the horns, like, you know, Zabrak have. Part human, are you?
There was a moment where Antuxus stops and takes a breath.
Under Rand's breath, he sort of looks over at Sen and says, "And this is why I call Antuxa our people person." He's still breathing.
Here's a fun fact. You could use it at parties in the future. As, you know, an icebreaker. Did you know that the Sith Empire was named after my species?
Why, miss, I did not know that thing at all. Fascinating.
No, you do.
Does that mean that your emperor's one of you?
That's an excellent question. Is that a common thought?
I think so. I'm pretty sure that it is known that the emperor is a Sith species. I'm pretty sure. Ew, am I wrong? Ew, you're muted.
Why am I muted? I didn't mute myself.
I don't know. I didn't do it.
Which of you used telekinesis other on Io's mic?
It's a kind of magic.
I presume that it is known that the Emperor is of the Sith species?
Originally?
I mean, the Emperor's voices whatever, but the Emperor is allegedly...
I think people know that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sorry.
Oh, you mean Uncle the Emperor?
Oh, royalty, ma'am. You grace my humble home.
So, while I am pleased to make your acquaintance, and I am very grateful for everything that you have done for my friends and recently for me, why don't you tell me what's really going on here?
Oh, that's going to be entertaining.
Tell us, where are the droids we're looking for?
Like I said earlier, I'm the bad guy.
Okay, let me make... Just gotta make the teeny tiny roll. Does that roll? That's not roll. Roll the dice. That's... He blinks at you. Blink, blink. I'm living out here, ma'am. That's what's going on. Just trying to find out more about what's going on outside my little fort here.
Okay.
Here, let me know if I can help.
Are his hands bare?
Yep, he is not wearing any, I'm going to make a roll for you here, there, though.
Nope.
I made a roll for you.
Oh, my goodness. And you rolled a question mark.
I rolled a question mark. You feel like you had his mind for a moment and then it slipped out.
Yes.
And he's telling you the truth when he talks. What he said about he wants to find out more. He's living in his little fort here and he believes, wants to find out more.
Yes, he believes that what he's saying is the truth.
He is not telling you the whole truth. Everything he said was what's going on.
He believes that he's saying a truth.
Yes.
Well then.
Taking his hand or?
I will stick my hand out. I will take my glove off and stick my hand out. It would be bad manners to shake hands with a gloved hand.
Oh,
thank
manners.
Thank you so much for your hospitality.
Absolutely glad.
I am truly grateful for the water and for the information. I have let Buck and the others know that this is a safe place. And I hope that when they get here, you will greet them with the same hospitality you have greeted us.
I most definitely will, ma'am.
After our long walk, once we reconnoiter with... Let's call it civilization, shall we? We'll come back and check on you and make sure that everything is going well.
Glad
Does that sound acceptable?
And He offers
if nothing else, we'll deliver some food and some water.
Glad to hear it, ma'am. He will take your hand in his, and you get to do a psychometry while he shakes your hand.
Oh, thank goodness. Otherwise, I rolled that for nothing.
No. He's taken your hand. You get the impression of if you'd only just made it.
Mm-hmm. Have you used my inspiration?
I don't think you have an inspiration right now.
I've given Ellie inspiration several times tonight.
Yes, but you see, you're not the GM for this one.
Yes, also, my inspiration are whose line is it anyway points.
And besides, yeah. I very direly want to use this particular phrase that I just came up with.
Okay, by all means.
The impression that you get, which you know is a somewhat shallow one, but it is extremely striking, is the impression of clay in darkness.
This is what we get for having an author be our GM.
Fascinating.
And I do wonder if perhaps we should leave it right there. After all, it's been like a couple hours on the recording.
So who wants to plug a thing?
My friend.
Oh.
My friend Rufu. We will meet again.
I look forward to it, ma'am. I look forward to it. And that's where we're going to end it. Does anyone have anything they'd like to plug?
Speaking of authors. Books. Yeah.
Elizabethmccoy.com. And if you're enjoying this, I do hope that you would enjoy some of the books. And if you go on, actually, I could also archiveofourown.org. I Archangel Beth there, so if you want free fanfic, you know, hey. And
I'm going to have to update your website now, aren't I?
For the free fanfic? Nah.
And for the GURPS game.
That's okay. That's valid. You should probably do that. I should probably just get a GURPS page because I do write. I have got some GURPS books to my credit as well. And
that's true.
And the Innominate books, and I probably shouldn't.
I was going to say, I've got an Innominate book right here within arm's reach that has your name inside it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, are you also on Illuminati University?
The IOU, GURPS IOU, GURPS Classic IOU. It's for third edition. Yeah. Yep. Yep, I'm in that one. I'm not sure if all of that one is aged as well as it could have, but the illustrations by the folios definitely are awesome. So
there is no ethical consumption in 2024.
It's a moderately elderly book by this time, but
and the illustrations. Of capitalism.
Yeah, speaking of capitalism.
Well, I'll get there eventually. Speaking of capitalism, support your local unions.
Mm-hmm.
I thought we were called onions.
No, cook the onions. You support the unions.
Yes.
Oh.
But you support the unions with layers. This analogy is
like
getting away from
pens?
Me. So, here's the plug. AaronBSmith.com/cogwheel is where you can get all of these episodes for GURPS Wars and other games as well, including Cypher System and Dungeons & Dragons. If you want to follow us on the Fediverse, just go to is.aaronbsmith.com/@cogwheel. If you want to throw money at us, patreon.com/cogwheelgaming. And if you do support us financially through Patreon, you'll be joining other illustrious patrons, including Ellie, Shanshan, Walter, and Patron Emeritus Cindy.
You said here's the plug, but I can't figure out how to charge my phone on this.
Oh, you need an adapter.
Okay. Well, until next time, here's Beth.
It's Beth saying, this is not a great idea. This is not a great idea. Why am I still going this direction? No, I should have kept going the direction away from this place, but no, I'm going this direction. Oh, great. There's the bird again. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Wait, it's like several hours till night.